welcome Fabrizio Martini.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell us about Tampa 4, which can replay the Microsoft domain controller finally after 10 years of work on Tampa.
Yes, exactly. What I want to present today is mainly the new function that you can find in Samba 4. And I will try to convince you, if you have a Samba 3, to migrate to Samba 4, or much better if you have a Windows. Oh. Yeah, it's if you have a Windows Active Directory, why not to migrate to Samba 4? That is better? OK, wonderful. First of all, to try to keep more in sync with you the presentation, I'd like to know who is using or are using the Samba 3 at the moment as Active Directory, or only who many Active Directory, or better, domain controller, because a couple. Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Okay. Well, what is Samba? Sometimes someone starts to search in the internet about Samba and, found a couple of strange things that, as you know, most of you, Samba is a file and printer protocol and is quite old, because in the beginning, the starting point is 1984 or 86. Probably 86, the basic protocol, but only in the 1992, Trigger started to develop the Samba. As you can see in the history, we had a first phase until 2.0, a second phase with 3, and a certain point we had a big change. No, we had 5 years without many news, without many innovation. And from 2008, we start to have every 9 months a new release, a major release, and so on. Something that is not reported here is in 2007, Microsoft released the documentation of the protocol. That most of the work today is not a reverse engineering. It's more a new implementation with enough information. And also, the agreement and the exchange information with the Microsoft will be more close. This seems silly to say Microsoft has a big interest to create some compatible, or better, interchange communication with Samba. The reason that, because it seems strange, no, that Samba could be a competitor. The reason is Samba is everywhere today. Is in all small device. Then what happened to Microsoft? The customer, when has a local storage, probably pay 50 euros and doesn't work with the Microsoft, with the client, Windows XP or 7, call the Microsoft help desk, not the help desk of a hard drive. Then he has a lot of problem for the software created by other person. That, for me, is quite funny. Well, you have seen, that's a long story. Many times, long story means, something that is start to no interest, not development, not maintained. That's something not very useful. This is the case that we can see only in the last year we had a lot of commits, a lot of people that work on it, and a lot of new code. That means Samba is alive. Unfortunately, now is a little bit on the headline, because also the kernel. In the beginning, I remember every day I checked the news in the kernel. Today, probably I check one time per month. This is a more common software, and many people doesn't care about it. But there is behind the Samba a very big work and a lot of people. As I said, where is Samba today? We can find in a very cheap device that convert Ethernet to USB to transform your RISC in a storage network. Some enclosure has inside Samba some better device that with RAID, a couple of disks on it, and we have a supercomputing. Do you see something, and obviously in most of the distribution of Linux? Well, the first question is, do you see something is missing, or have you seen somebody in another place? Anyone? No. Someone said no. That's not true. I've seen in another case that is not reported by that, by this guy. No. What I want to say is, okay, on the small embedded device is the king. Is also the king in very, very large environment. And yeah, we understand why. Because in special way, in a very, very large environment, you don't have the i306 CPU that this environment needs to connect to Windows, to the desktop. Sometimes it's a scientist that has a Windows machine and so on. But also because Samba, in special way, in the middle of, in 2008, released a cluster file system, the possibility to retrieve from high-performance file system an enormous amount of data with a high availability. The missing point is, in the business, is complete missing. And if in the beginning, in 2000, someone tried to replace Samba, or better, replace Windows with Samba, today it's quite impossible to find Samba as Active Directory or as a domain controller. And this is a big gap, because the money is here, not all around. Well, Samba 4 started in 2003, had a very ambitious, because the mainstream was have to be completely a replacement of the protocol of Windows, and especially for the Samba one for SMB one is a very complicated protocol, and also more testability, because before 2003, 2004, the test was not the main goal of the Samba team, and also more flexible process model. And fully asynchronous. I don't know if you have never tested to download two files in the same time in parallel from a Samba server. One many times stuck. Because you are handled by a single process. And at the moment, and for the infrastructure of Samba, one connection is one process. If you don't use any parallel, asynchronous or thread, you are serialized operation. You don't have any other solution. Why is the process based? This was a big fight, because simplified the porting to all operating system. Because this was also a security reason, because the process run with a specific user ID. Then when you have your operation on the file server, is handled by the Unix system with your ID. And not there are other solutions that use a multithread, but that means you have a super user that handle the security inside. In this case, the security is handled by the operating system because you are a process of the operating system. This was the main reason. At the hand, with many announcements happened in 2010, 2011, finally, in December 11, for some reason that no one knows, was released in version 4. What we have in version 4, we have the Active Directory, because the missing point that the business wants Active Directory, all the applications want to make use the Active Directory for authentication or for retrieve information of the identity. This is Active Directory was the must. But also there are other things that probably people doesn't know. The Samba 2, SMB 2 and 3. How many knows the SMB 2? And 3 people. Oh, okay. And yeah, high asynchronous, we already mentioned before. But also simplicity. Now, in many cases in Unix, when you have to set up something, you have to install 10 software, 20 or 50 dependencies, and and so on and so on. Windows, you install the CD, and after a couple of hours, probably you have your Active Directory up and running. That's a big point, especially way for the business. Another good point, and starting for 2008, probably a little bit better, the security. The security in this case means the code is certified by Coverity, but also the entire process of development has overview that the commit have to be voted by developer, each patch set have to be tested separated. This increases security and also stability of the patch and the software. And there are many other improvements on the option and printing and profiling and blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the main reason that was a huge, and no, many people doesn't know that it's a complex system. When we talk about Active Directory, is not a single process or not a single service, because we have is identity management. Active Directory today is an identity management because you have the user profile information, but you have also the authentication. That means you have authorization. Sometimes you have authentication because you have policy, you have groups, and this is made to put together three main software. I like to say four, but the three main software is a storage of the identity, is LDAP, probably you know much better than me. The authentication is a Kerberos, and the DNS is the name to find your resources. Well, In the beginning, somebody tried to use external resources, Kerberos from MIT, LDAP from OpenLDAP, and DNS from ISC. What happened? In many cases, the dependency or the change of other project broke the Samba, or the user was not able to install because something changed in the library and in the distribution. Now, the distribution update a packet for the specific library, and you stop to work, or better, your Samba stopped to work. Then was a big effort. They decide to build everything inside. Then you don't have to install nothing. Everything inside in Samba 4. They have its own directory, own DNS, own Kerberos system. If you want, because you already have, you can use an external one. But for simple deploying, you have to install and if you want. I'm not sure if you want, but we can show you what. No. PT, Samba 4. We take. No, this is a secret that you don't have to read. But. We need this one. Go back. Well, there is also a new bunch of tool, and in this case, you create when you install your package or you compile the Samba. You have to make the provision of the first domain. That's simple. You say, okay, I want a new domain. My realm will be this. No, the domain will be that, the administration password, and the role domain controller. What's happened? He creates all the database because somebody inside has a lot of database to store the information. He creates the LDAP, he creates the DNS, it creates all the information for join and a basic user inside of the directory. At the end, you will have your Active Directory. What does it mean? For example, you can see you have to get this information, put your KRB5, in your ATC care BFI, because it's not replaced automatically. I already done this step. Add me. What? Let me see. Yes. Why the reason? The server is down. That's the server is down. Now the server will be up. Yes. Yeah. That's, you have your Active Directory up and running, and you are ready to join your VM, or better, your desktop, your Windows machine. This is the Kerberos. I create the ticket, but before to create the ticket, the Kerberos is configured to retrieve the information of the Kerberos server through DNS. Yeah, this is another small operation that you have to do. I didn't mention. I forward to 127 localhost because the installation of the. But that means the Samba server made all the work without install nothing, without install the AIC, without install the DNS, the Kerberos, and the LDAP. And yeah, if you want, you can create your user by hand. Or otherwise, unfortunately, I don't have at the moment, but yeah. This is Wubi Info talk with Active Directory protocol. For Wubi Info, more or less, it's not completely true. If you are in local or remote, it's the same. If you want, you can use the command line. There are a bunch of tools. But the interesting part, you can use the Microsoft Management Console. And you can connect to Active Directory as a true active Microsoft Active Directory with a wonderful Windows, wonderful option, and so on. That is great. From my point of view, it's great. That is a big advantage. Well, we go back. What we have today in the 4.0, we have some limitation. At the moment, we can also handle one domain. We are not able to make the trust, or better, is not available. Samba could be trusted, but Samba can't trust other domain at the moment. And we'll be solving 4.1, I believe. And also, there are some limitations in the replication. No. Well, it worked, the replication between Active Directory through Active Directory protocol, that in the past you had to use the primitive of LDAP to replicate the data in multiple instances. Now it's possible in the 4.1. And the replication of the sysvol at the moment is made by external tools and will be possible probably in the 4.1 inside of the Samba. That means you have to set up a kind of rsync between the volume that you want to be synchronized between the different Active Directory. But I believe in most of the cases it's enough, especially for the business and small business. And with the 4.1, the infrastructure will be able to handle 100,000 users, then we will be ready also for enterprise customers. The second big news was the SMB2. But before to start with SMB2, I don't know if you have any question about Active Directory or. Well.
So we saw that the Kerberos covers...
Well, the question is if Samba use an external or an internal. Is an internal one. I don't have any... I can show you the list of the process, and you can't find any Kerberos server. When you start Samba, the Kerberos is there. Well, I'm not sure 100%, but I can show this one part. Yeah, you can see this is an internal of Samba.
Okay.
Also the DNS, all the processes. Yes?
Could you also give those tasks to external robots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when you install or you compile the Samba, you can decide if you want internal or external. That, for example, you can decide to use a Kerberos, external Kerberos, and internal LDAP, or vice versa, or also DNS. If you already had a bind server, you have two options for an external bind, because you have to update the zone. No, when a new client joins to the domain, you will have a new name in the DNS. This is will be handled by Samba in two ways. Well, the first way is, probably the better way is to use the DNS update protocol. The second is if you reside or if you are able to write or read the ISC file, is able to rewrite or to write the file, the bind file.
Okay.
But there is a separate process that handles the update through the update protocol of the bind. That is the best. In this way, you can keep separate the Samba and Active Directory through the DNS. But the main point, in this case, Samba is not completely able to make the recursive DNS. What happened needs a master DNS. No, that you need a forward DNS that at the moment is not able to make the query outside and forward the query. It's able to resolve all the query for the domain that you have inside. For the external, it's much better to forward this query to another DNS.
Okay.
That makes all of this job. Yes?
When I use an external service, am I able to turn internal services off, like the DNS? Or is this just running in standby then?
No, you have to turn off. At the moment, is. No, it's not possible to make a replication between different. The only replication we have that exists based on the Active Directory protocol of domain controller. That means the internal LDAP of Active Directory by Microsoft. It's not possible to make a replication between, E389 to Samba or OpenLDAP. At the moment, I've never seen. No, to keep or to use as a fallback or something like that you can import or export through the standard interface.
I actually meant if I can turn the internal DNS, for example, completely off when I use an external bind server.
Yes, for sure.
But at compile time.
Well, for DNS, it's possible to disable by option, by the configuration. Last time I do that, but I'm not sure it's. For all, for one, but anyway, you have to when you compile, you have to compile the option. Well, that's okay. Samba 2, SMB 2, not Samba 2, SMB 2 is a main is a major rewriting of the protocol, and was made in 2007 with the famous Vista. No, that's probably also for this reason. Vista had a lot of success, but the idea, what happened? In 2007, or better, before, because it was released in 2007. Anyway, Microsoft realized that the protocol was too old, or better, was too old for the connection and the network that was present in the company in 2002, 2003, after the Active Directory of 2002. And he first of all, reduce the complexity, because the SMB one had a lot of commands, subcommands, and combination that is very difficult to handle and to prevent bugs or incompatibility. That first of all, they cut from 100 to 19 commands, and also realized that the latency, because many company has more than one branch, especially in the business, the latency or long distance connection was a killer application for Active Directory. And they packetized, they made two things. First was send more than one command before to wait the response. And second, to try to collect the command in a single packet. To avoid the problem of latency. also for the disconnected or better branch outside of the main office that use a low bandwidth, or anyway, also with high bandwidth but with high latency, they provide a new function like durable handles and also a cache system. That means the client keeps the information and try to ask a lease for this information to the master. Then your client is much faster because they know that the information cached is valid because the server has to invalidate sometime. That improves a lot the performance and also the scalability. Doesn't work. Yeah, sorry, for this reason. How much? Well, this is was declared by Microsoft that 35 times through wide area network, 210 times to the LAN. I made some small tests. Yeah, that depends, but you can see a big improvement. Oh, this is a mistake. This is wrong. Sorry. This is wrong because it's a duplication. With a transparent caching, in some cases, you have the 95% of the speed up because the data is there. I have to fix. And another interesting thing is better than NFS. This is the line that's with the number of the drives, but yeah, for the small number of the drive, the performance probably is the same, but when you increase the bandwidth and so on, theoretically the SMB2 is much better than NFS. What is SMB3? Well, SMB3 is not really SMB3, it's 2.0, but for commercial, for advertising, SMB3 sounds much better. Then in Windows 8 and 2002 was renamed because some snapshot, technical preview was released before of Windows 8. What is the mission of SMB3? And also Microsoft realized that today and the next future is more based on virtualization. That means more and more machine that in many cases is stored in a central storage. That they push a lot on the performance in this case. And had, performance and high availability. Performance because now it's possible to handle multiple connection. That means parallel transfer. For if you have two or three network interface, the SMB3 is able to open a connection for each interface. That means you can increase the bandwidth. And that increase again the caching with directory releasing and the branch cache with a new version, and also increase the security, simplify the backup, and make something for management. But for me, because I'm more interested in storage, the high availability and the multi-channel and all the stuff on the storage on the data center storage is very, very interesting. And One of the things not reported in the previous slide also support the direct memory access, that RDMA, that means fiber channel. Then you can connect a client with a server through a fiber channel, and you can use the SMB3 as a protocol. And yes, this is a fiber channel, 54 gigabit, and the bandwidth was 6 gigabytes. That means the Windows is able to use all the bandwidth. This measure was made with SMB3, with Windows Server 2012. But also with the, this is a 34, if I remember, InfiniBand. And the first one is 10 gigabit network. On the 10 gigabit network, you reach 1 gigabyte of transfer speed. That this is a crucial point for the virtualization, because all your VM, in many cases, reside on the storage. And you have to find the best way to transfer the information, the block, or depends what kind of virtualization do you use and how you mount the file system on your virtualization. But the most important is the speed and the bandwidth and the latency. That with SMB3, we reach a very, very high level of speed. And also Apple decide in the next operating system to move in the SMB. Probably SMB 2, not 3, but they said is super fast. Increase security and improves the Windows compatibility. That's, I'm not sure, but this is what's said by Apple. Yes?
With the mobile, a bit far away, the mobile goes into the wireless microphone.
Is that?
Yeah. Just move it a bit to the other side. Thanks.
And, okay. Yeah, I forgot to say, to tell you a small thing. The semaphore is not truly a semaphore, is a semaphore 3 and some new stuff combined together. Then, yeah, in some cases create a little bit confusion, but we can summarize that all the T directory is a new thing. All the file server is more or less the old. Why they decide to keep both work? Because they realized, the Samba team realized that the Samba 3 was quite stable, or better, very, very stable, good performance, and the file server in the new code was not so stable and sometimes not so fast. For this reason, you will find S3FS that is based on the Samba 3, and you will find NTVFS. This is if someone installed alpha release, probably was the only file system, only option for the file system. And with this, with the release 4.0 and from the beta, you have the S3FS, and this is the third one. This is the third file system. You can convert. Unfortunately, the ACL is not compatible that you have to convert. But if you start today, you don't have any problem. That how Samba team combines Samba 4 and Samba 3, they create a pipe between a Unix socket, and they make the communication. Then all the RPC, that all the new protocol is handled by the new code, and the file server is handled by the process S3FS, and the communication for authentication and so on is handled through a pipe. Well, any question on the SMB protocol that is interesting? Not so much. Okay, we can go on. Any question? No. Well, one of the problems that I have in many cases that you have a supercomputer with GPFS or Lustra that is able to deliver 1 gigabyte of per second. But your customer or your user need to read this data, and they have a Windows machine. Then you need something that converts sometimes the parallel file system in something that is possible to read from that PC. Well, you can put Samba there and you can read, but you can understand that, well, it's not probably the best solution. No, that a single server that read something that is very, very fast, well, you lose the fast that you have on the storage. For this reason, the CTB is burned in 2000, more or less. The idea in 2005 and was realized in 2008. Because what is the problem if I use more than one server? Why I can't use more than one Samba server to export a distributed file system? Anyone knows? Well, you can, but you have to export different branches of the distributed file system. That if you decide each directory is exported by a separate file server with a different name, a different share, you don't have any problem. Otherwise, if you want to share the same file system, you can't. On mainland, you can't because Samba has, I don't want to say tones, but a lot of the internal database that store the locking, they store the session, they store that the file is open. That means if you open a file in one server and another client open the file to another server, the two servers doesn't know. It's difficult to lock, it's difficult to improve the performance. And if you decide to share this information, because this database is a simple file, you have a race condition. Because Samba doesn't have any mechanism to coordinate the access to database, internal database, from external VM. Only internal process is you have the coordination, but outside you don't have any mechanism. For this reason, Samba, or better, a group, especially sponsored by IBM, decided to start the Samba CTDB. What is the CTDB is a protocol that tells between the Samba VM and keep in sync the DB, the internal DB. The DB remain in this distributed file system, but when you have to write or read, they are coordinated, they are clustered. And another, and this is most important, one of the most nice things of the CTDB, if you lose one Samba server, you don't care, because the other VM are able to understand the one server, or by the other Samba server, are able to understand that one Samba server is dead, and then can take over the IP and to reconnect the client. The client doesn't notice that the service is dead, because all information are in the TDB, depends which one you need, but all the information are stored in the distributed file system, and the process that notice that one client, that one server is die, send some fake and tickling, and in this way immediately the client are able to reconnect and doesn't have to open a new connection and remake the process of open a new session and so on. That is great, and it worked very well. And it's also quite fast. No, this is probably made in 2009 with four Samba server and 32 clients. The clients are distributed to the four server. No, and if you count the bandwidth delivery is 400 megabytes per second. That you can increase and you don't have problem. One thing, pay attention. That doesn't mean the client is able to transfer to 3.0. That means is all the bandwidth. No, that means probably each client is able to transfer only 50 or 80 megabytes per second. But if you increase the number of the client, you reduce the capacity of the system. You can increase in this way your capacity without problem. It's great, it's simple. There are a lot of tools around that take care about startup and stop the process, and mainly is used today in GPFS in Lustre. That in this way you are able to have your client, perhaps you have some modeling or know, movies maker or something like that that needs a big bandwidth, more than one machine, and you don't know how to connect. That is the best way. Any question? 15 minutes left. Yes, good to know. What I want to say now is Samba is not only a field directory or a protocol. It's more an ecosystem. We have RPC library, then you can create your service. You have a VFS that is a layer that can transform the Samba in a proxy to other things. There are wrapper, and there are tons of product based on Samba. First example is the VFS, Virtual File System. Like also in Apache, we have something like that with Handler. Stackable file system export 9, a group of operation, and that means when the operation is called, you can overwrite. An example, if you receive an operation, you go to the module something that call another operation, and you override the operation. And for example, you can open a connection somewhere from the database or retrieve the data from the database, or you can create a shadow copy, or for example, you can create a scan, a view scan, or yeah, you can make some index and so on. Up to you decide if you want to stop the call here or if you want to go to the original one when you have finished. But you can do what you want for each operation that is handled by the client, required by the client. Simple example. VFXX is very small module, but you can find a lot, an introduction by Richard and many examples. Also, for example, S3. No. That you see a shared device, you see a Windows share, and there's a S3 behind that. That is great. Well, VFXX is quite simple because it intercepts most of the call and send through a socket. And from the socket, if you don't want to write tons of C code, you can write a quite simple Python or Perl or Ruby or whatever. And you read the message that you receive it, and you can understand the operation, and you can do what you want. Another interesting project is the OpenChange. OpenChange is entirely based on Samba 4, and is a complete replacement of Exchange Server. Also, OpenChange have a double face, because it could be a proxy. It's used, for example, in Sogo. Sogo uses OpenChange to connect the Outlook client, then you can replace the client because you have a client library, and in this way you can talk to Exchange Server, or otherwise you can replace the Exchange Server and maintain your client. That is great. That Julia made a great job. Another point, and this is the last, I promise. Yeah, we talk about the server and always the Windows, but we have also said that the protocol is very good today. How to connect a Linux machine to a SMB3, whatever is Samba or Active Directory or Windows server? Well, in the kernel there is a very good package and has a very high level goals, is mainly maintained by the many people is come from IBM, because IBM have a big interest in it, and also has very, very good performance today. That's with the special way with SMB3, they start to support SMB3 and 2.1 are able to run 180 megabytes. That's amazing, and this was a very small VM. This was a virtual VM for also. That is amazing result, and is very, very active. Then could be in the future a complete replacement of NFS. That's all better. You can think on it. What is the future? Yeah, that many people before me said it's difficult to make prediction, especially for the future. From my point of view, the future will be, this is my opinion, will be more a virtualization, and then Samba will be more a bridge between two worlds. No, that will be a protocol translator from Windows to the cloud storage. But yeah, from Microsoft is more a protocol for central storage. That's an opposite view, but this is something that is quite simple, and there are a lot of products that already implement something like that. I don't know the future. I know the present that I believe, if you want, and I suggest that you want. yeah, that's the time is ready. No, the time is come. It's possible to replace, but also if you don't want to replace, I can understand if you have customer or better internal user. With the new Samba 4, it's simple also to test. You can make all the tests. You don't spend much time to set up. This is a big advantage. Some warning. Unfortunately, the data documentation is still a little bit a mess because after 10 years of a complete different release, you will find contrast or not wrong information. That is the right word, but I don't want to say. Especially with take care if you will see test on alpha is quite something that is very old and probably is not more updated and also not more support because Samba 4 in the beginning was more a test, a complete new test environment and happen everything inside and change idea a lot of time. But, and you know that was 10 years. Another small thing, a small advice is to enable the barrier one. This help Samba in case of the crash because the database use some internal file system function for recovering. That barrier one is a mandatory. Last, this is true the last. The Samba conference and most of the Samba is developed here in Germany, not far away from Cologne, in Göttingen. That's one of the most important technical people are there. That we know the founder is Australian, another important is in the United States for Google, but Volker, Michael and Matt and many other are here in Germany. That the Samba is drive a lot by the German guys. But I didn't see many people, or better, I didn't see in the Samba conference many German people that probably no one knows. But yeah, you can find more information in Samba XP. Interesting part that was a funny. No, that's it's happened that you start to discuss and with the developer. No, you can see trigger here and Bartlett here and probably Simo is there. But yeah, and you can have information for a simple installation or for installation. That's more customer phase, development phase, and is a very friendly environment. Any question?
To the structure of LDAP.
Yes.
Why is that much discouraged to use POSIX attributes for a Linux client, knowing that we have a big extension, for example, for Zarafa, I think?
This is a big discussion, yes. And yeah, please repeat the question. Yes. The question is why. Probably now is a little bit less discouraged to use POSIX ACL. Well, and yeah, the POSIX ACL has a better coverage, and I have to say it's more simple to implement the anti-ACL. And this is more or less, I want to say, the last sentence said in the Samba conference 2012, 13, yeah, we are interesting. That's why I have a problem with the year. And this is a big discussion, and for this reason, there are two options. No, you have a POSIX ACL, you have advanced ACL. in the Samba 4. Mm-hmm. That's, the point is advanced SEL is a little bit more controlled by Samba because it's something that is handled by a specific file of Samba. This could be a reason, and internal reason. Yes, this was completely true for Alpha and something like that. I believe now it's still something that we have to understand probably in 1 year or 2 years. But the discussion probably will take hours. I don't know, but yeah, I am agree with you. I have to say I am agree with you that it's more simple, especially if you have to export or you import the first thing from NFS4, and you want you mount NFS4 and you want to export to Windows client that you can, and in this case in the NFS4 you have a POSIX SEL more or less if you use 4.1, especially for also 4.0. And there was a talk about that anyway in the last time conference. I don't know if you had time to see it or if you have seen.
No, but I found on the net scripts to add customly these POSIX attributes.
Mm.
I'm following from time to time a blog on Linux Costa Blanca.
Mm.
There are good scripts, but these possibilities were never backed up by an OK from the standard. Somebody. They are saying always WinBind is our sole solution.
Well, this is another point. No, that's on the file system how to store. I thought you mentioned how to store in the file system. That's how to store in the file system. The discussion open on the WinBind. Yes, is another discussion. In this case, I will. It's much better to stay on the protocol instead to extend, because more or less you have to extend a little bit then. And at the moment they have to merge to WinBind because the WinBind is still not merged. If you run a file server, you have to run the WinBind 3. If you run the Active Directory, you have to run the WinBind 4, and they have different way to handle the ACL. And there is a specific module to handle the authentication at the ACL. Yeah, because it's, we have to wait 1 year, I believe.
Thank you.
Yes?
Are group policies fully supported? And if yes, can you edit them without Windows?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a command line. It's possible to, if I understood, if it's possible to create group list, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you have to enable. In the 4, no, probably it's the 4. That you can create the list. Yeah, you can create the list. Yeah, I remember.
Do we have a tool for that on Linux, or we have to use the tools from Windows?
The best way today is the Windows.
Okay.
I have a project, but I don't have time to create a replacement as what. In the 4.1, the SWOT will be removed, or probably is already removed, I don't remember. But yeah, it will be completely removed, the graphical user interface or web interface present in the Samba distribution. There are some projects that create own installation, like Samba 4 app, or also SUSE, or I don't remember the name of from Spain company. Spanish company that they come from Spain, and they create a specific distribution. They have all the interface inside web based, but for free at the moment doesn't exist. And for this reason, I'd like to create a web interface, but the time, I don't have enough time. And yes, otherwise, you have to use the command line. The nice things is now there are a Python wrapper on most of the internals and the command for Samba 4. The bad news is, at the moment, not much documentation on the Python wrapper. But through a Python, you can create what you want. But I understand not simple to combine. If you want an overview, it's not simple. But, yes?
Could there be any progress in byte range locking problem in
4.1, I've seen something. But I don't know exactly the status. Yes, I know it's an open point. I checked a couple of days ago the new beta of 4.1, and I'm not sure if I've seen something somewhere. I don't know if it's in the commit or in the 4.1. Yeah, I know it's, but I don't have more information about its range. I know it's a program open. It's also based on infrastructure. Yeah, because this is a small. If you want a durable state, in SMB 2.1, Microsoft defined a status that to handle the problem for disconnection, for example. No, you are in wireless, you disconnect for a couple of seconds. What happened on the server side? Your server sees the connection is lost, and you remove the process, and you move all the open files and so on. That's in the 2.1, it's possible the server keep for a while all the information alive, because it's possible the client return, and in this way you don't have to open all the stuff. And that means you have to rewrite or rethinking most of the thing, because you have to store, perhaps serialize the status, or keep all this information somewhere. That is a big job. For a small line, sometimes in one slide, there is a lot of job behind. I think the time is over, right? Time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, last question. How many people want now migrate to Samba 4? No one.
It looks